This is a collaborative effort between SIPO, Center for Strategic and Policy Studies, South Sudan Council of Churches, Finn Church Aid, UNDP, and members of academia from Juba University. Basically, what we are trying to do is bring participants from the grassroots to the Juba level and make them share their experiences with regard to the implementation of the peace process.
Mm-hmm.
The objective here is manifold, like strengthen the nexus between subnational and national actors in peace process participation and implementation, provide a platform for the for and raise awareness of the importance of grassroots participation in the peace process, and to help ensure its sustainability.
Right,
it's in line with our UNMISS SRSG's aim of bringing sustainable peace in South Sudan.
Right,
so that we bring people from the subnational level, so that they can share their experiences about participation in the peace process.
Mm-hmm.
What so far has been done after the peace agreement was signed? What are the impacts they are seeing, and what are their aspirations? So they are, we have brought them from the field, from all the states,
mm-hmm.
To Juba, and they will share their experiences here.
Thank you so much, Salim. And Dr. Jem Sukuk, you are from the academia. What will your role be in this grassroots forum?
It's just to connect and reconnect with our people, because most of the time we have become opinion leaders mostly at the very top and national level, mm-hmm. and we forget our people at the grassroots. So we are trying to revert and focus on what our people are saying,
right.
and we start to analyze what our people are saying at the very grassroots level regarding the peace-building processes,
mm-hmm.
that they do in their own ways,
right.
without being funded or supported by anyone, but their own being, and they want to be peaceful with each other.
Yeah.
They want to cooperate with each other,
mm-hmm.
and then they want to build confidence with each other after their social fabric has been spoiled, maybe by top-level politicians, and also maybe by external factors and all this. But then they need to survive, they need to move on,
mm-hmm.
and they decided to do positive things among themselves. And these are the people we picked up from the grassroots level and come and tell their experience,
mm-hmm.
and also present a challenge to the top national level that if you don't want to be peaceful, we have decided to be peaceful. So
right.
it is up to you to choose either you are with us or you are against us.
Yes. Right. Yes, so what particularly is in store from you to them?
It's also to inform them of what has been happening at a very top level, because some of them are detached sometime of what, so that they know that although they are exerting effort on their own, and although they are forging a better way forward,
mm-hmm.
for their existence,
right.
And coexisting as one people of South Sudan, they still need others. There's that element of interdependency.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bridging that us as academics, as think tank institution, decided to come in,
mm-hmm.
and help with that facilitation.
Right. Thank you so much.
And they inform us and we inform them, and it become a complementary, and we become a like a bridge between them and the top politician.
Mm-hmm.
Like today, they will be hearing what's happening.
Okay.
At the national level, mm-hmm. regarding the NPTC, the mechanism that are implementing the agreement. They will tell them what are they doing in hotels here. And then they will also tell these people what they are doing on the ground. And then they compare the notes and see where are the converging points,
right.
where they can really join ends together.
Indeed.
Particularly in confidence building. And also where are the challenges which need to be addressed very quickly so that we move on in this country.
Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Jem Sukuk. Now, Salim, how many participants will be part of this forum?
We have received 30 plus participants from the subnational level,
mm-hmm.
and we are expecting a similar number from Juba to attend the forum. So in total, we are expecting at least 60 participants attending this forum.
Right, and where will it be?
Juba
Landmark Hotel.
Landmark Hotel, Juba.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yes, we've been talking about the processes and what is the relevance of this forum to this peace process?
Let me speak, and then Dr. James will come in. You know, what has happened so far after the signing of the peace agreement at the subnational level, we have noted that over 130 rapprochement and confidence building activities have taken place between the government and the opposition in different parts of South Sudan. The impact of such rapprochement activities or initiatives is immense. People are acknowledging that, you know, this rapprochement and confidence building has led to opening of different roads, opening of markets, reducing commodity prices, and a lot of other things. What we are trying to do is bring those participants from the subnational level to this forum. I mean, this level, and then they will share their experiences, and then the appetite that is there in the subnational level is shared with their counterparts, with the policymakers at the national level. So it will help propel the peace process, and it will help anchor the peace process at the grassroots level.
Right, and Doctor, would you like to jump in?
Yeah, it's a very amazing experience that is emerging from the grassroots of South Sudan. They are saying this is not our war, and because it is not our war, we need to develop our peace, and that's why we call the forum our peace forum. It is the ownership of the peace process, and that ownership has already started. The example that Salim gave, and these are very lively and concrete examples.
Yeah.
And this is the new shift of the peace process, because all along we have been focusing on the top level peacemaking. And also maybe peace building.
Mm-hmm.
But this is proving to be problematic because bridging the trust between the politician is almost becoming a nightmare.
Yep.
Today they say they are reconciled, they are brothers. Tomorrow, no, they change course again depending on their interests.
Mm-hmm.
And the country can't be built this way. So that's why we are reverting to where the real country is. This is the grassroots, and they are coming up very strongly and saying it is our peace, and we need our environment to be peaceful so that we go about our activities. We need to travel without any hindrances. We need to be headed when we are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And humanitarian agencies come. Nobody should block them for us. We need trade to flow among us. Nobody should block it.
Mm-hmm.
We need our cultural activities to move on. Nobody should block it, and all this. This is what they are designing. And the religious institutions are becoming very popular with these activities. So that's why some of them are also participating with this grassroots, because they have also helped. Plus the businessmen, by the way, most of them have also helped in that positive momentum of peace building process.
Right.
So this is a new shift,
mm-hmm.
and this new shift is giving us a new perspective of this peace process.
Right.
So even if things do not work at the top national level, and people are moving on with their life, they don't care who is ruling there or whatever. Their lives will move on. And when time comes,
we don't have to get to that situation.
Exactly.
Right?
So their life will just move on, and they will. But then that's, we are telling them, a country has to be built on a complementary basis.
Right.
So that's why we are connecting them now with people who are directly involved in this process at the national level, and this is where the UNMISS is coming in,
mm-hmm.
to help in that bridging the gap. And I am very optimistic. This approach is what is being adopted even internationally now. People are getting back to the real grassroots dialogue, the real grassroots discussion, so that we pick it up from there, and then we can move at the top level after that.
Right, gentlemen, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. And just before you go, with less than 3 months left to the formation of the transitional government of national unity, any comments?
Yeah, it is politics at the top level, and they are trying their best to get out of the pressure they are in now. And they went to Addis to do the consultation. They found out they have not done much as they promised they will do within the 8 months and also within the extended 6 months. But they also still promised that they can still do their best up to November.
And so shall we hit the deadline?
And they say they may make it. They will find some remedial measures. Mm-hmm. They might not do whatever has been put in the agreement, but they will find a way, and based on this confidence building that they are moving, and the region say they will stand with them to make sure that the government is formed in November.
Right.
And it seems they are going to form it, because I don't see an exit or any alternative that they have now apart from forming this government and move on from there.
Right.
And the grassroots has already taken a direction that whether you
do it or not,
you do it or not, yeah, we are doing it.
Right.
So there is nothing they can do except to go by the tide of peace building, and I am optimistic they will overcome it, because they are talking to each other now, and they are being helped, facilitated by the region.
Right.
And the pressure is also getting very tough. The fact that Sudan has put it ours in order, it means the next is Juba.
The ball is in our court.
Yes, to be told, put your house in
right.
order. And I am optimistic. By come November, I think they will form the government.
Thank you so much, Dr. James Okoge. And Salim.
Thank you so much.
Any last message?
I hope that these 3 days of deliberations in Juba will result in a roadmap that will help bridge the gap between the national political figures and the subnational actors, and then both of them will agree on a roadmap that will help push forward the peace process.
Right. And finally, Salim, what time will it take place?
It's starting today, and it will end after 3 days. It's a 3 day.
What time does it start?
It start at 9.
Oh, 9. All right.
The opening session will start there at 9, and then we'll go up to every day up to evening.
Right. So we're just minutes away to the kickoff. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right. And yes, a grassroots forum.